Lord, Father, you are so awesome. The evil one comes and places distractions before us. But you let your Holy Spirit shine through. Why? Because your word says, Lord, perfect love casts out fear. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. That is your scripture, Lord. That is your word. And you are always as good as your word. And your word, Father, will never, ever return void. Never. So whilst all of those distractions are there to try and take us away from your glory, it fails, Father. It fails. And Lord God Almighty, I feel this wind coming now in such force, in such power. Before we break bread together, we're going to pray. Paul says in his word, his first letter to the Corinthian church, he says this. In chapter 11 and verse 27 onwards, he says, so anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread and drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. And that is not going to happen. Not here on Worship Radio 247. So I urge you now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please do not take the bread and the wine unless, and this is the word, unless you are willing to commit your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ right now. And then you are. It's really dangerous to take the bread and the wine unless you have a relationship with the living God. Paul's telling us that. So if you've never, ever invited the Lord Jesus into your heart, I urge you to do it now. And if you want to recommit your heart to the Lord, I urge you to do that now. In actual fact, this is what I suggest. That all of us gathered now at the table, because we are around the world and we are gathered at the same table. Do you not see that table? It's made of wood. And there are benches on either side. And there's this huge table, laden with bread and wine for you to drink with our Lord. And our Lord is seated at the head of the table, beloved. He's amongst us now. And he says to you, eat and drink in remembrance of me. My Holy Spirit is here, for I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. Let's all say this prayer together. Just say these words after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your sacrifice at the cross. I am so sorry for the sin in my life. I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to wash me clean by your blood. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and make me a brand new person. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you for saving me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, we're going through this time of refreshing here on Worship Radio 247, and I can sense the Holy Spirit in such power. I can sense Him. Oh, Lord. You have been washed clean, beloved, by the blood of the Lamb. Just say thank you to the Lord now. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just say thank you, Lord. 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 Because it is Him, beloved, who is filling you full of joy right at this moment. I'll tell you this. If you could see this via television, you would be laughing right now. I am dripping in perspiration because here in the United Kingdom, in the southeast, it's 80 degrees. It is so hot and the studio door is shut and we cannot have any sort of AC in here because of the air conditioning, because of the soundproofing. And I am so hot. But I am so full of joy. For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord Himself. On the night that He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread. He gave thanks for it. And then He broke it into pieces and said this, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this, eat this bread to remember me by." Let's eat the bread now together, beloved. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much that we have that opportunity to eat the bread, to remember your Son and the sacrifice that He gave at Calvary 2,000 years ago whilst He hung on the cross. And He shouted in a loud voice and said, "It is finished!" It is finished. Do you perceive that? The work of the Lord is finished. Let those words sink deep into your heart now. Jesus said, "It is finished." In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and His people." This cup of wine is the new covenant, beloved, between you and the living God. It is a promise between you and the living God that you are saved, that you will go to glory, that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it cannot, listen, it cannot be eradicated. It's an agreement confirmed by my blood, says Jesus. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. Let's take the cup now together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give thanks for what you are doing in our lives. We give all the glory to you, Heavenly Father. And as we are in this time of refreshing, as we are in this time of joy, as we are in this time of prayerful meditation, we pray right now for those dear, beloved people, Lord, whose lives were lost with that Malaysian air crash that happened. That happened only yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, UK time. Yesterday morning, US time. The plane came down. Near the Russian border, Lord. As yet, we are not sure what happened, but that is not important at this moment. Father, we want to pray for those dear souls that were lost. Lord God, I pray in Jesus' name that as that plane was tumbling from the sky, you visited every single one of those people and you gave them that opportunity to know you, because that is who you are. A loving God, a God who loves unconditionally, a God who loves with the agape love. Lord, we pray also for the relatives of those who were lost. And we ask you, Lord, in your word it says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. I pray, Lord, that you would comfort the families. We saw television pictures from Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, Lord, where those beloved people were being herded onto buses to be taken somewhere secure. And Father, their pain at this moment knows no bounds. And we pray, Lord, that you would comfort them. You would put your everlasting arms around them. And you would say, it's okay. I'm here. I'm here for you. Father, we pray for the conflict in Israel right now. Father, we pray that you would bring peace to that region, if it be your will. Many people, many children, Lord, are losing their lives. And I'm praying now, Lord, we pray jointly and severally, all of us together. We pray not only for the Israeli nation, but we pray for the Palestinian nation as well, Lord. And we say, Father, bring peace to that area. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. and amen.